Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, where your word is, there your spirit is. And where your spirit is, there your word remains. So Lord, as we engage this word today, may the Holy Spirit continue to do his proper work upon our hearts, our souls, and our lives, our words, our decisions, our deeds. May he continue through the grace of Jesus Christ to influence us and to transform us into the children you have called and made us to be. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so how many of you have a Facebook account? Raise your hands. Right. Okay. So for those of you who either don't or don't want to admit it publicly because you don't want somebody friending you in your pew, Facebook has these reels on there. How many of you have seen the reels? Anyone? Anyone? Reels are little short videos that you can watch, and I'll admit they can be pretty addicting. You can find yourself in this just spin of reels and realize, oh my gosh, 30 minutes has just gone by, right? And these are all like a minute video or less. Well, I enjoy the most those videos that involve scaring somebody. And I would say scaring Jesus into them, because when they get scared, they yell Jesus' name, okay? But I've also come across some other ones that I really appreciate, and that is the videos where somebody is under anesthesia. Generally, it's a high schooler who has had their wisdom teeth out. And their parent loves them so much that they video them on their phone after the surgery when they're under the influence of anesthesia. And they say the craziest things. Or they might just start weeping, "Mom, I love you, you're the best." And you know from the mom's reaction, the kid never says that, so she knows it's the drug talking. It leads people to maybe be out of step with their normal character. It leads them to say things that they maybe wouldn't ordinarily say. And I guess you could maybe say there's times when it maybe pulls out something that is hidden within. Who really knows, once the drugs get involved, how it is going to influence you? Well, James today is talking about what it's like to live under the influence. And the first thing he warns against is being under the influence of the earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Of being under the influence in your life and your actions of the earthly, the unspiritual, and the demonic. And so I ask myself, what one thing might potentially be under all three of those things? And I concluded, politics. Right? You see all three of these things at work in politics these days. Now, you're always told in preaching 101, when it's a negative example, don't use members of the church, use yourself. So, I'll use myself to explain how this can have the potential to influence you and me. So, probably about 13, 14 years ago, I was always watching cable news. And I would watch three or four shows every single night without fail. And here's what I learned under the influence of religious cable news or religiously watching cable news, some things about myself. I was jaded. I found that I lacked compassion. I was easily triggered. I was argumentative, sometimes even combated. I believed that the world was in desperate need of convincing. All of these things I began to see at work in my engagements with other people. Now, I'm not saying this has the same influence if you watch news all the time on you as it did for me. But for me, I realized as I place myself under the influence of this, I am acting and treating others in a way that I know isn't how God has called me or asked me or strengthened me to treat others. Now, was it the earthly part of it, the unspiritual, the demonic? I don't know which of those three it was. Maybe it was all three of those, but I know it led me to not treat you well. James says this, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. Doing good works in humility, which comes from wisdom. Scripture tells us that Christ Jesus is God's wisdom in the flesh. So if I'm going to figure out what James is talking, it means I have to look to the person and to the work of Jesus Christ. And just as James gave some negative examples of what it looks like to be under the influence of the earthly, unspiritual, and demonic, he also gives some examples so that you can see and I can see what it means to be under the influence of the Spirit, under the influence of God's Word in Christ. And here are the fruits of it. He lists in verse 17, you are peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. I can tell you when I was under the influence of politics and news 24/7, I was never willing to yield to others. I was not full of mercy toward others. And immediately this tells me and tells you, I was not walking in step with the Spirit. And just as Christ is the example, so is Christ also the one who can liberate you and me from those influences that we too often fall under. We always go to the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and in that place and in that work of Jesus Christ, you and I find the liberation that we so desperately need. Not only do we need it, but the people around us need it. And under the influence of the Holy Spirit, working through the Word, the first step in your liberation and mine takes place. And that first step is acknowledging and recognizing I am being called by the Word and Spirit of God to repentance for the things that I have done toward others because of the influence I have put myself under. Now, I don't know what your thing is. It might not be what my thing was, but you know what I'm talking about. The Spirit has let you know, as He's let me know, that it is adversely affecting your walk in obedience to Christ Jesus. And He has called you back to Himself through the repentance of sins. But that's not where liberation finds its fulfillment. Liberation from these influences find their fulfillment when you hear the words, "Your sins are forgiven." That's when the shackles that bound you break. And then you're invited in this service, even after hearing those words, you're invited by your liberator, Jesus Christ, to the communion rail, where He does two things. And He, second, affirms to you with His real presence, your sins are forgiven. And He gives you His body and blood. And not just are you forgiven, He also provides strength and realignment to live under the influence of the Holy Spirit and God's Word. And it is a challenge and will always be a challenge to you and I to remain under that influence if we are not regularly attending to His Word, where the Spirit speaks, where the Spirit reveals, where the Spirit invites us to repentance, where the Spirit assures us that our sins can be forgiven. Now is the time for you and I to thank the Spirit for that work of tapping you or I on the shoulder and saying, "You know what? You're under the influence, not of anesthesia, but of the earthly, of the unspiritual, of the demonic. And we, the whole Trinity, we want you back. Your family wants you back under our influence." And that begins and it continues when you remain in His Word and in the means that He has provided to liberate you and me again and again and again. So spend some time today, and here's what I know, without a doubt. I know the Holy Spirit has already poked you where you needed to be poked. It might not be with the thing I struggle with, but it's the thing you struggle with, and He knows it, and you know it. And then be grateful for that poke. Hopefully the poke wasn't your wife's elbow or husband's elbow in the side. Hopefully it's the Holy Spirit letting you know, although it might be them also. Okay, this is a side note. I remember one time in seminary, sorry, I'm random. I remember my professor telling me, "You know, the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds eerily familiar to that of your wife." Still trying to sort that one out 22 years later. Come back, because His influence through the gospel and the work of Christ is always for your good and the good of all of those around you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this straight talk from James in this work. We thank you, Lord, that we are led by your Spirit to see our sinful rebellion and deficiencies. But we're also thankful that he provides us the answer, Christ, who is the very wisdom of God incarnate. And so, Lord, may your Spirit turn our eyes to the person of Jesus Christ, that we might be forgiven, that we might be strengthened, and that we might yet again be realigned under your influence for the good of others. We thank and praise you, Lord Jesus, for this work on our behalf. In your name we pray. Amen.